This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, August 27th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. USDA updating ag trade outlook. Baldwin wants policy protecting use of Parmesan, and Bozeman and Cornyn in Rio Grande Valley. USDA to update ag trade outlook. Department of Agriculture is due out today with its quarterly forecast for U.S. agriculture trade. We'll be watching for the trends in exports and the size of the growing trade deficit. The May Ag Trade Outlook forecast U.S. agriculture exports for fiscal 2024, ending September 30th, at $170.5 billion. Imports for FY24 estimated at $202.5 billion. The May update also had China dropping to third place behind Mexico and Canada among the top U.S. export markets. Now keep in mind, there are many reasons for the deficit, including falling market prices for key exported commodities such as corn and soybeans. But any increase in that deficit is going to provide new ammunition for GOP critics who say the Biden administration isn't doing enough to open new markets for U.S. farm products. Wisconsin Senator urges USTR to fight EU on product names. In a letter that is being sent today, Senator Tammy Baldwin, a Wisconsin Democrat, urging the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative to create a comprehensive policy protecting U.S. exporters' ability to use product names like Parmesan, Chateau, and Bologna amid concerns about the European Union's attempts to influence labeling of these products internationally. In the letter, Baldwin applauds a recent agreement between USTR and the Chilean government, which allows U.S. products to use these food names when selling their products. As we've unfortunately seen from multiple European Union trade agreements now, geographical indication restrictions on common food and beverage names have veered far off from their intellectual property system or origins and now operate in global markets as market access non-tariff trade barriers, Baldwin writes. The U.S. must treat them as such. Bozeman and Cornyn to travel to Texas Rio Grande Valley to discuss water issues. The Senate Ag Committee's top Republican, John Bozeman of Arkansas, and Senator John Cornyn of Texas are traveling there to speak with Rio Grande Valley growers about the lagging water deliveries from Mexico under a 1944 treaty. According to a media advisory, both senators also plan to call upon Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer to take up the farm bill when the Senate reconvenes in September. House and Senate appropriators push USDA for answers on FDPIR shortages. The House and Senate appropriators have joined other members of Congress in seeking answers from USDA on the cause of food shortages under the Food Distribution Program on Indian Reservations. Chairs and ranking members of the House and Senate Appropriation Committees, along with leaders of Appropriation Subcommittees, wrote a letter to USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack seeking more detail about recent shortages in the FDPIR programs. Deliveries through FDPIR are sourced through USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service Warehouse Network in partnership with the Food and Nutrition Service. They are then sent to income-eligible tribal households living in designated areas. Several Indian tribal organizations have faced disruptions in this program and the Commodity Supplemental Food Program, however. In the letter, appropriators asked the agency for more detail on the decision-making and build-up to transitioning from two contractors to one in handling distribution. They also asked for more details about how tribes are being impacted by the shortages and potential solutions. USDA said last week it was working to resolve the issues. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000 plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients. Good morning and welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Google Arable to monitor irrigation on Nebraska cropland. A new partnership between Google and crop intelligence company Arable intends to deploy irrigation monitoring systems for 25,000 acres of Nebraska farmland. The companies, through a partnership with the Twin Platte Natural Resources District, intend to help farmers better monitor groundwater use to limit overpumping, according to a press release. Limiting groundwater use should also help to bolster water levels in the Platte River system. Google is providing funding for the technology systems, while Arable will provide training and support for growers, the release says. Participating farmers will be selected by Twin Platte Natural Resources District. As a company, our goal is to replenish more water than we consume by 2030 and support water security in communities where we operate, says Google Data Center Sustainability Manager Susie Shine. We're excited to collaborate with leading organizations like Arable to promote water conservation in agriculture and complement our commitment to climate-conscious cooling with our own operations. EPA says it will complete rodenticide evaluations in November. EPA has affirmed it plans to release a final evaluation of the impacts on endangered species of four rodenticides in November. The timing could comply with a court agreement reached last year with the Center for Biological Diversity. The commitment, which is part of developing a rodenticide strategy, was made in a status report filed by the agency yesterday. EPA recently finalized a herbicide strategy outlining ways producers can minimize the effects of herbicides on listed plants and animals and their habitat. It also issued a draft insecticide strategy in July. Also from EPA, the agency is holding a webinar coming tomorrow for people interested in joining the Farm, Ranch, and Rural Communities Advisory Committee. H-2A worker protections blocked in 17 states. The Labor Department's attempt to protect farm workers from retaliation for union organizing has been blocked in 17 states after a federal judge deemed it unconstitutional yesterday. U.S. District Judge Lisa Godby Wood said the rule issued in April conflicts with the National Labor Relations Act. She enjoined its implementation in Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, Louisiana, Arkansas, Kansas, Idaho, Indiana, Iowa, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, North Dakota, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, and Virginia. The other plaintiffs it cannot be enforced against are Miles Berry Farm in Baxley, Georgia, and the Georgia Fruit and Vegetable Growers Association. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, August 27th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.